bringing Gosport closer to you.
Sean Blackman
on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, this is Sean Blackman and it's the Good News Show. How are you doing today? We've got a fantastic show ahead for you today with some wonderful music and an interesting theme, which is the language of love. And this is I Want to Know What Love Is.
I wanna know what love is.
John Lennon said back in 1967, all you need is love. And it's true. Love is all we need. It's very important. It's what makes the world go round, doesn't it? But also at the same time, what we need to appreciate is that we do love one another differently, don't we? And a little bit later, we are going to look at the language of love. Meanwhile, this is The Look of Love by ABC. Addicted to love. It's something that we need, just like we need oxygen. It's part of what it means to be human. We're not just material beings, we are human beings. And as it says in the Bible, when it talks about Adam as the first human being, it wasn't good for him to be alone. It's not good for us to be alone. We need love. We are addicted to love. And this is Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer.
Thank you. addicted to love.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
A number of years ago, I was introduced to this idea that we have different love languages and that there are five specific love languages, different ways that we express love. It could be physically, we know all about that, don't we? It could be in terms of actions, it could be in terms of words, it could be in terms of time, and it could be in terms of gifts. Now, have a think about those for a second. I go through those again now. Is that first of all, it could be through touch, it could be through actions, it could be through words, it could be through time, and it could be through gifts. What are the ways in which you express your love? This is A Million Love Songs by Take That.
Join Vicky Thompson for an hour of Irish and country music, plus much more. VT's Toe Tapping Hour is every Monday from 2 till 3 p.m. on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Just to hold you, take me back to
mentioned that there are five different love languages, which are touch, actions, time, words, and also gifts. Five different ways that we express ourselves. And if you think of it, there are different occasions where a particular language seems more appropriate than others. For example, if someone's going through a tough time, sometimes it's much better either to do something for them or give them a hug. Or let's say it's Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, often flowers are very handy, which is the whole thing of gifts coming in. And it's important for us to actually realise that there are different ways in which we can express love. It's not just expressed in one way. And the physical way doesn't just simply have to be sexual. It can just be through such things as a handshake. Right, this is 'Cause I Love You by Slade.
I won't laugh at you when you boo-hoo-hoo, 'cause I love you. I can't turn my back on the things you like, 'cause I love you. I just like the things you do. Don't you change the things you do.
Let's explore this idea of love languages further. So I've mentioned that when we express ourselves physically, that's not just simply sexual. It could be just through a handshake or a hug. But also there's other ways as well, such as actions, particularly actions of service, ways in which we can express our appreciation of others by doing something for them. And also words of encouragement or comfort or even challenge are really important. And then, of course, we've got time, and someone has said that love is spelled T-I-M-E, a very valuable way of expressing ourselves. And then, of course, there's gifts. You know, gifts are really important. We think of things like cards and gifts and presents that we receive at different times of the year. All those are really important. Now, what is worthwhile taking hold of is the truth that each one of us tend to express ourselves in a major way and a minor way. So for me, probably my major way would be through words. My minor way is probably through gifts. What about you? I've got an interesting story to tell you about my wife and I, of how we discovered we had different love languages. Meanwhile, let's have some more music. This is Chuck E's In Love by Ricky Lee Jones. Talking about the language of love, in fact the five languages of love, which are touch, actions, words, time and gifts. When my wife and I got together, we loved each other like anything. We just loved each other to bits, we really did, and still do in fact. But what we've discovered over the years is that we love differently. We have different love languages. So for her, her two love languages are time and actions. And if I want to love her, I need to spend time with her, and I need to be prepared to do such things with her, for her, as the gardening. What about you? Now for me, my two love languages are words and their gifts. So what I found was when we first got together, I tended to love her in the way that I liked to be loved, which is through words and through gifts. Now for her, it was about more spending time with her And also in terms of doing things, you know, for her specifically in terms of acts of service. So you can imagine from time to time, things got a bit difficult. But as we learnt to appreciate the truth that we needed to be loved in different ways and we had different love languages, we learned to be multilingual. We were able to express love in such a way which meant more to the other person, not just to ourselves. Let's have some more music now. Let's have a medley, in fact. Let's have a mixture of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and How Deep Is Your Love.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this warrior.
Radio.
Listen,
Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays to Gospel Hospital Radio for India Hour with me, Tom, and you.
Patch.
No, I'm Patch.
Oh yeah.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. We're living in a world of fools,
today, what does love look like? The languages of love. Reading from the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4 to verse 8. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. I've spoken about the different languages of love, which are touch, actions, words, time, and gifts. And if you think of that reading that I've just shared with you, often we find ourselves in a position where love has to be expressed in one of those ways. For example, at times we have to be patient with people, particularly for a parent. We have to be patient with our children. Love is kind. You know, so often we can find ourselves hurt by what other people have said or done or not said or not done. And having that kindness or the generosity of spirit is not always easy. What about those who are doing well or seem to be better off than we are? It's important that we learn not to be envy and appreciate the things that we do have. So love is as a language that we need to learn. And also we need to learn to express as well. And so I want to carry on with some more music now. And this is Madness, It Must Be Love. Because we often know love when we see it expressed by another person. Let's learn to be loving people, yeah?
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. Every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
Love.
Lord, I want to pray that you'd help us, first of all, discover which one of those languages is our main language and what's our mind language. So whether it's touch, whether it's actions, whether it's words, time, or gifts, help us discover what our major gifts and minor gifts, and help us to learn how to express that. But also, Lord, help us to learn to appreciate that people need to be loved in different ways. And so while those major and minor gifts may be those key ways that we express ourselves, help us to be multilingual and be able to express ourselves in a way which makes sense to the other person. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Love and Affection by Joan Armatrading.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion, east or west, where's the best for romance with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back. I could really laugh, really laugh.
No conversation, no way, good night.
Well, baby,
Gosport Hospital Radio at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning for CJ Rocks.
You've been listening to The Good News Show with Sean Blackman, and our theme today has been the five languages of love. I'll remind you again, those are touch, actions, words, time, and gifts. May you learn to be multilingual and express love in all those five different ways. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
And we'll always love you.
To make you feel my love. stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. But I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. To make you feel my love.